Today is Monday, January 21st. We're talking about the president's offer to try and end the shutdown. Will it work? Plus the winter storm, autonomous e-scooters, and the two teams heading to the Super Bowl. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump tried to end the partial government shutdown with a deal for Democrats over the weekend, but it didn't work. Democrats aren't convinced. President Trump announced the offer on Saturday. He said he would temporarily protect so-called Dreamers from being deported. Dreamers are undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. And in exchange, Trump wants that $5.7 billion for the steel barriers or wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. He says it's a fair compromise and would end the government shutdown. But the New York Times reports Democrats said no thanks, even before the president announced it. Why? Well, top Democrats say it's not a permanent solution to protect Dreamers, and they simply want the government open before negotiating immigration and border security. And so week five now of the longest government shutdown in history continues, and hundreds of thousands of federal workers are still waiting to be paid. It's happening again. President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for the second time. Remember, the first historic meeting between the two leaders happened back in June, and it ended with a signed agreement for denuclearization. But negotiations have pretty much stopped since then, and few concrete steps have been taken. The announcement came after the president met with North Korea's nuclear negotiator on Friday. The White House called it a productive meeting, but said the pressure is still on North Korea to get rid of its nuclear weapons. The second meeting between Trump and Kim is set for late February. When it comes to the Russia investigation, Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his team have stayed quiet for 2 years. They've pretty much stayed away from media. Until now, his office issued a statement saying a report in BuzzFeed News is inaccurate. Remember, BuzzFeed News reported last week that President Trump told his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress. And this is the key, that investigators have witnesses and documents to back up the claim. It caused quite a stir, with some people even starting to talk about impeachment, if in fact what BuzzFeed was reporting was true. Well, Mueller's office said in a rare statement it is not true, and President Trump called BuzzFeed's report a disgrace. But BuzzFeed News is sticking by its story and its sources, saying, just wait. A viral video has led to a school investigation and a lot of outrage. But now there are some questions about what really happened. The video appears to show a group of teenage boys laughing at and taunting an older Native American man and war veteran. Some of the boys go to a Kentucky Catholic school, and school officials there say they're investigating and will take appropriate action, possibly even expulsion. But one of the boys involved says it's not as it seems, that the teenagers started singing school chants when other protesters were shouting hateful things at them, and that the Native American man walked over to them. ABC News reports it all happened by the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. during the Indigenous Peoples March and after the March for Life, which is an annual anti-abortion march. Even with the tension, though, things stayed peaceful. Some travel problems are still expected today and tomorrow because of winter weather, but it was even worse over the weekend. More than a foot of snow dropped on parts of the Midwest and moved to the East Coast. Thousands of flights were canceled. USA Today reports Boston's airport was hit the hardest with cancellations yesterday. And now parts of the U.S. are dealing with icy conditions and single-digit temperatures. The AP says parts of the Northeast today will have wind chills as low as minus 40 degrees. More news ahead, but first, a quick thanks to today's sponsor, HelloFresh. It is a new year, so if in 2019 you want to eat in more and have delicious home-cooked yet simple meals, then definitely try out HelloFresh. It's a meal kit delivery service that makes dinner time so easy. I love it because I don't have to spend a lot of time planning for the meal, shopping for the meal, and making the meal. None of that. HelloFresh just sends fresh, pre-measured ingredients and step-by-step recipe cards right to my door. And I'm always so impressed with the meals themselves. Who knew I could make Korean beef bibimbap with zucchini, mushrooms, and carrots? So good. And you can choose from classic, veggie, and family recipes. So take advantage of HelloFresh's special offer for 2019. Get $80 off your first month by going to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy80 and enter the code newsworthy80. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy80 and enter that same code newsworthy80 for $80 off your first month. It's like getting 8 meals for free. Now, back to the news. We now know the two teams heading to the Super Bowl, and they are the Los Angeles Rams and the New England Patriots. But to get there, they both played in nail-biting games that went into overtime. The Rams beat the New Orleans Saints 26-23. The Patriots beat the Kansas City Chiefs 37-31. And now the focus is on the final two teams. By the way, the Rams coach will be the youngest coach in Super Bowl history, while the Patriots coach is the longest tenured coach currently in the NFL. We'll see what happens. The Super Bowl is in Atlanta on Sunday, February 3rd. Uber wants its scooters and bikes to be able to drive themselves, as in autonomous bikes and scooters. There aren't many details out on this just yet, but TechCrunch reports Uber announced it at an event over the weekend. But these aren't going to be bikes and electric scooters that are actually driving themselves while you're riding them. Instead, they would be able to take themselves to recharge or drive to a spot where riders need them. Uber already owns Jump's electric bikes and scooters, but this would likely mean adding technology to that service. Uber is not officially commenting yet. Spotify may be releasing a music player for your car later this year. The Financial Times cites sources saying the player will cost about $100 and is Spotify's first go at a physical product. It'll apparently have buttons you can preset to your favorite playlist, and it works through Bluetooth in your car. Other big tech companies have options for your car as well, like Apple's CarPlay. Of course, you can play the newsworthy on any of them. A new feature is starting to roll out to Facebook today to let people sign petitions. TechCrunch reports users can create any petition they want and even tag government officials who would then be notified, except you can't tag the president or vice president. Facebook says the new feature is a way for people to advocate for change in their community, but some critics worry it might be misused. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a time to honor and remember him. King, of course, was an activist who played a key role in the civil rights movement and fought for equal rights through peaceful protests. He received the Nobel Peace Prize, but was assassinated in 1968. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is a federal holiday, which means government offices, the post office, most schools, most banks, and U.S. stock exchanges are all closed. It's meant to be a national day of service instead. So while you may have a day off work or school, volunteer groups say it really should be a day on, a time to help out your community. And that's it for today. You are all caught up from the weekend. And if you'd like to check out more from any of the stories we mentioned, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.